Will you bow your heads and pray with me briefly? Let us pray. Gracious God and our true Father, we thank you for showing us your love and your mercy in Jesus. We praise you not only for giving us forgiveness for our sins, but also granting us new life, so that we may truly live as your beloved children, knowing that you are our true Father. As we study your word, send to us your Holy Spirit, so that we would be trained and given wisdom and strength to be faith-filled and faithful in everything. This we ask through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And grace, mercy, and peace are yours this evening from God, our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our text tonight, Jesus tells us not to let ourselves be fooled. Don't let yourself be tricked into serving anyone but God. Jesus tells us clearly, no servant can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. This is our text in the holy and blessed name of Jesus. Amen. If you think about your life, you realize everyone depends on someone else. God built this idea into creation so that even people who don't know him, don't believe in him, know it's true. We are not by ourselves and cannot live alone. Children depend on their parents. Wives depend on their husbands. Husbands need the help and support of their wives. Farmers depend on the rain and the sun and the soil to grow crops. Workers depend on their bosses, and bosses depend on their workers. Business owners depend on their workers and their customers, and the list can go on and on and on. We are dependent creatures. Now, if you know your catechism, and I'm sure some of you do, you probably already know this, because we confess in the catechism, I believe that God made me and all creatures. He gives me my body, my soul, my eyes, my ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses. He richly and daily supplies me with all that I need for this body and life. For all this, it is my duty to thank, praise, serve, and obey him. So we know as Christians we are dependent on God. But we weren't born with this knowledge. We need to be taught this. God needs to come and introduce himself to us, to reveal to us that we can depend on him. And if nobody teaches us, well, then we wouldn't know. Now imagine that for a minute. What if our parents and teachers didn't know, so they couldn't teach us? Or even worse, what if they did know and they wouldn't or couldn't tell us? What if they had to keep it a secret? Now, if God didn't give us parents and teachers and pastors to tell us, well, then we wouldn't know. This is one of the big differences between the school you attend and lots of other schools out there. In many schools, the teachers aren't allowed to teach you that God created everything. They aren't allowed to teach you that Jesus loves you and died for your sins, even if they know it. Even if they love you and want to tell you, they'll lose their job if they do. And instead of the truth about God and Jesus, they're forced to tell you stories. Stories about how everything came about in the world by accident. Life just happened, they say. Eventually, life happened and changed into a fish. Eventually, the fish crawled on the shore and turned into a person. Of course, there was no one there to see it. There's no proof that it happened. There's no record of it at all. But that's what they'll say happened to give an answer for how everything came to be. Now, in such places, people learn that they are still dependent on a lot of things. They even learn that they're dependent on each other and other people. But they don't learn that God is behind it all. Instead, they hear over and over again, there is no creating God. Life has no real meaning, no real purpose. Everything really happens pretty much by accident. That's one of the reasons that even when Christian boys and girls go to these schools, they stop trusting in God and stop believing that He loves us. Because they don't have teachers to remind them that Jesus died for our sins. They don't hear that God still cares for them. So they stop believing it. And instead, they learn our whole purpose in life is just to go out there and work to keep the world going and hopefully maybe leave it a little better than we found it. What they learn is that we need to serve the world and the things and the stuff that's in the world without thinking about God. And they learn that's all there is to life. Why it's good you have parents who love you and send you to a school where everyone in the school is committed to tell you the truth about God and Jesus. You go to a place where you're learning. We don't serve money and stuff. You're learning that God is the one who takes care of you. And you're learning how to serve Him in ways that are both great and small. From your teachers to Pastor Kaiser, you will learn not only that Jesus died for you, but that God has given you the Holy Spirit, and He gives you strength and power so you can serve God, and God serves other people through you. So you're going to learn God is at work in the world. He even works through other people. It's oftentimes how He takes care of us. So even when we depend on other people in our life, like doctors and teachers and policemen, even mom and dad, we're actually depending on God because He created those people and He gave them the ability to help us when we need it. So when you're at school at Trinity, you're not only being taught to rely on God who saves you by the blood of Jesus, you're also being taught how to live and serve God. You'll hear about how God is the one who gives you knowledge and skills and talents, and He's the one who helps us use them to help the other people in our lives, whether it's our parents, our brothers and sisters, our friends, or our neighbors. And that's very different from what a lot of other kids are taught at other schools. In a lot of schools, the kids are taught that, well, we just need to go to school so we can learn stuff, so that we can get a good college education. And we need that good college education so that we can get a good job. We need that good job so that we can get a lot of money and have a big house and a new car and everything else. We're taught these things in other schools because, well, in those schools, we aren't taught to depend on God. So there's only serving the things of the world. That's what Jesus talks about in our text for tonight. It's called serving Mammon. Mammon is the name that is given to a false god in Jesus' day. Mammon is the god of silver and gold, the stuff, the things of the world. And this Mammon God teaches that we work to earn everything for ourselves. The Mammon God says we need to serve Him so that He will give us these things. But we've already heard. The Bible teaches that God takes care of us. He takes care of the whole world. And He gives us what we need because He loves us. Now don't hear me wrong. That doesn't mean we don't have to work. Doesn't mean we don't have to do things, but God tells us He makes use of our work. He makes use of the things we do to make it all happen. He gives us the ability to work, and He gives us the benefit of our labor. And with it, He even helps other people. But it's all His gift. That's how Christians look at the world. Everything is a gift from God. Our God is a giver God. And He puts us where He needs us to be so that other people will receive His gifts through us. This is how Jesus presents the world in our text. He says there are two gods in the world. There's the real God and the mammon God. Each one has their own set of rules. Each one is served in a different way, and you can't use the different set of rules to serve the other. The mammon God teaches you to live for yourself. He tells you that in order to be happy, you need to get things and money and stuff. He tells you you need to depend on others, but you need to work to make them happy with you so that they give you what you want. And if you can't make them happy with you, well, then you need to work to be mean and tough. Make yourself stronger than them so you can just take from them what you want. But the real God doesn't teach us this. He teaches something entirely different. He teaches us he is the giver of good things. He created the world, and he gave it to us to take care of it. And he gave us each other to take care of each other. He gave us Jesus so that Jesus would tell us who he is. And then, by dying on the cross, Jesus saves us and gives us new life so that we can actually listen to God and serve him. Now, Jesus teaches it's very simple to serve God. He says to serve God, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It really is simple if you think about it. God is God, and we depend on him for our life and for everything. To love God is to know this, and it's to know and be thankful for the fact that he loves us and gives us everything we have. And then to love your neighbor as yourself simply means to know that God loves your neighbor also. Your neighbor is someone God wants you to take care of and bless. So you do serve God when you take care of and bless your neighbor with the things that God gives you. Now, because you're Christians and because you've been rescued and redeemed and made new in Jesus, you're no longer one of those people who serves the false god mammon. No longer is your attitude, I want what I want, and I want it now. No longer do you believe that getting what you want is the right way to live. Because Jesus has rescued you from all of that. But what if Jesus didn't come to save you? What if he didn't give you parents and teachers and pastors to teach you this? Then you wouldn't know it. You would only know that you want stuff, and getting it feels good. So you would think that the only way to live in the world is to serve the things of the world, to please the world. In other words, you would think you needed to serve the mammon god. But Jesus reminds us that we are now children of God because he has made us that. So we should live that way. We should know that God created us, he loves us, and because Jesus saved you, you can serve him. So the truth is, you can either live as a child of God, knowing that God created you, that he loves you, or you can live like someone who doesn't know God and doesn't believe in him. Now, the hard part is, we live in a world where not everybody knows all of this. Not everybody knows how to serve God. So Jesus tells us to be careful. He shows us what serving God looks like because most of the world thinks other things are more important than believing God and serving him. They will try to make all kinds of things more important than being in church or listening to your teachers or doing your homework. So Jesus says, what is thought of highly among men is an abomination in the sight of God. What he means is that if unbelievers claim something is important, if someone out there tells you that fame or money or power is more important than Jesus and what he teaches, it's a lie. God considers all of these things false gods. Eventually, he's going to destroy all of them. So Jesus wants to protect us. And he tells us about the dangers of listening to the world when it says other things are more important. Now, sometimes we're going to still feel like doing what the world teaches instead of what God teaches. There are all kinds of people in the world that will tell us all kinds of things we kind of want to hear. So Jesus warns us that what the world says is good probably isn't. He tells us this so that when our own sinful heart wants money and stuff, when we are tempted to serve mammon, we can have strength to say no. But even then, sometimes our faith will be weak. Sometimes we will give in. But that's another blessing about going to school where you do. Because in your school, you're taught even when you sin, Jesus does still love you. He died to forgive your sins. He rose again to prove that it was all true. You also learn that as you hear his word and as you listen to his teachings, Jesus gives you the Holy Spirit to work inside you so that you are stronger and your faith grows and it's harder to fail. Now imagine going to a school that doesn't teach these things, doesn't teach you about God's love. Imagine learning from those who are placed to teach you that mammon and serving mammon is really the way to live in the world. Is it any wonder that so many children lose their faith in those schools? The whole system is set up so that they don't learn the truth. It's designed to teach them they need to depend on something other than God and Jesus. So thank God tonight. Thank him that you're at a school that hands over the truth to you. Thank him that you have teachers that tell you that because Jesus saved you, you don't have to serve mammon. You don't need to obey sin, even when the world tells you you have to. And thanks be to God that your heart and your mind are being made new by Jesus with the teachings of the Bible, so that you will be a more dependable person and better able to help others. When you get older, when you get a job, you'll be able to remember the things you were taught. You will think about the people that you help, and God will be able to use you to really help them because you will have learned to depend on God. You will know that when you serve others, you serve God, and God serves them. So as the school year begins, think about the great blessing God has given you. Parents, teachers, and pastors, to teach you of his love, and I know it'll happen, when it's hard for you to get up in the morning, you don't feel like getting ready for school, when you feel like you're going to have a bad attitude that day, remember this also. You are baptized. God has given you his Holy Spirit, and he has given you faith. And really, deep down, you really do want to go to school. You really do want to learn about Jesus and his great love for you. How sad it would be to go through all your life not knowing and learning these things, thinking you're doing everything right, even that you were helpful in serving others, only to find out at the end you've been unfaithful to God. Think how scary it would be to reach the end of life and see you have not loved your neighbor as God tells you. Imagine finding out that everything you built, everything you did all your life, will be cast in the fire and destroyed. How sad and how scary. But you can be glad and rejoice because God is teaching you the truth of his love, his kindness, and his mercy. What a blessing to know that you belong to Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit, and God is teaching you to serve him rightly. And when you look back and see that you have failed, you'll get to my age and you'll realize you still made a lot of mistakes. You have lived for yourself, and yeah, sometimes you did serve mammon. When that happens, remember, Jesus is still there for you, with his forgiveness and his mercy to bring you back to God. That's what he does. He restores you as God's own child, so that you delight to do the will of your Father. So may God bless you this coming school year, and he grant you his strength in your spirit, so that as you learn and as you are taught about him, you would also learn how to live in this world, crazy and mixed up as it is. And as you grow, you would know his love, and you will be able to serve him and others as God wants. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and keep your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.